Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the new book, the brand new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check those out. Elise Benin is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of Marketing Mentor. Marketing-mentor.com is the website. We're talking about finding a customer's pain points. Elise, thank you again for hanging out with us. And, you know, you mentioned earlier about are there places where people go to talk about their pain points? You know, in the old days, you didn't really have any place to go. You know, you stayed in your office and you didn't go online and people came by and you talked about it. And that's how we did it. But now people are venting more, aren't they? They're getting things out there more. What do you think?
Yeah, and, you know, one of the suggestions you made in the last segment about, you know, there will be other people there to answer the question if
right.
they're posting it online, which to me is not a problem because really I'm not that interested in each particular prospect as much as let's understand the problems of your market first and
right.
then we'll go find them and have contact with them. So I'm really trying to identify the places. And I have two ideas. I want to know what you think of them, where you can, again, divine or infer what the problems are that need to be solved that you can help with. One is Quora, right, which is a website, which I have not spent too much time on, but my understanding is that that's where people go and ask their questions and try to
okay.
get help. And then the other is a little bit more general. If you go or even look at the website of a conference or an event in that market, maybe put on by the trade association, then ostensibly the topics of the workshops and the speakers and the seminars are a solution to the problems they're having, right?
That's an excellent point. That's a very smart point, which I'm not surprised you would come up with. If you want to be a little more prepared to identify, to recognize, to lead with a pain point with a prospect, if you've already gone to, as you say, to their trade association's websites, the conference agenda website, then there's going to be a buzzword. There's going to be a topic. There's going to be a something on that site that will tell you something that's on their mind. Now, what you got to be careful about is that you don't bring up something that they have that they don't know about. In other words, you don't say, "Well, so what are you worried about the XYZ Zoom Fram?" I don't know. I didn't know there was one. Should I be worried about that? Oh my God. You know, you got to be careful about
that. No, I see that as a good thing. Actually, I don't think that's a problem because that way you obviously know more than they do even about what their potential problems are and can therefore help them solve it.
I will tell you prospects like it when they feel like they don't have to explain everything to you, like that you've either got some background or you've done some homework so that they feel like they can have an industry-type conversation with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what about Quora? Do you know that?
I don't know anything. I don't know anything about that. I do not.
Quora.com. I'm gonna spend a little time on there because I think it is in the professional world a place where people go and ask their questions and try to get answers, as opposed to Google or even LinkedIn
or some
much more general online platform.
Do you think people go there to answer questions to prospect?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's the 21st century prospecting world. I mean, that's fine. And what I would do, if I found a prospect in that world, I would get them off of that as soon as possible. I'd try to get them to fall in love with me real quick, so that they didn't. So the next time they had a question, they didn't go to Cora. They emailed me.
That's right. And so, I mean, the understanding here is that once you've identified the pain points and the problems that need to be solved for your target market or your dream client, then that is the core of your content marketing.
Okay.
Right, that's the core message. I can solve these problems for you, and that is the core of what am I going to blog about? Which content marketing tools should I be using? You have to understand first who you're marketing to, and then what are they struggling with, and then present the solutions to their problems in your content.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense.
It's really that.
Especially if you've done a little road testing of it. If you go, as you say, you do some research, you find out what an industry's pain points are, what their topics are, and maybe even road test a little bit with some people in the industry so you don't feel like you're, you know, you don't want to go using language that's kind of shows you're an amateur, you know what I mean? And so do a little road testing of it, and I think that's very smart, Elise. I'm not the least bit surprised you would think of it.
So, and it's one more distinction I'm trying to make
quickly,
here. It's the difference between what you know about what you do and what you know about what they're struggling with.
Right. Well, the second one first, then what you know second. It's always about them first. Hey, Elise, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Marketing-Mentor.com. Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. We can't do without her. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me, I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.